I am determined, O God. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible and podcasting since 2004. Jeez. I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. It's really great to see you today. This is The Daily Show, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm glad you stopped by, and I hope you like what you hear. We don't have listeners here. We have family, the LifeSpring family, and family participates. I welcome your emails, your comments, and if you find value in the show, I welcome your support. It's kind of like a family potluck dinner. When everybody brings something, the dinner's better. So stick around for a while and see if the show adds to your day and your life. My prayer is that it will, and that you'll be back. Since today is Wednesday, we'll be reading from the book of Psalms, and we'll read chapters 108 through 110. I'll give you a brief introduction to each chapter, and then after the reading, I'll have some comments. And of course, I'll also have an On This Date in Church History segment for you. Today's episode is called Decide in Advance. The show notes page for today is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E252, and my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Well, with all that preamble, are you ready? I know I am. Let's go. The title of Psalm 108 is a song, a Psalm of David, and it merges sections from Psalm 57 and Psalm 60. Now, all of Scripture is by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that includes David's writing of this psalm. Charles Spurgeon said of the repetition of those sections in this psalm, "The Holy Spirit is not so short of expressions that he needs to repeat himself, and the repetition cannot be meant merely to fill the book. There must be some intention in the arrangement of two former divine utterances in a new connection." Well, beloved, perhaps one intention is to show us that it's good to use Scripture in our praises and petitions to God. Psalms chapter 108. I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you before foreigners, for your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary, I will triumph, I will parcel out Shechem, the valley of Succoth I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my royal scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will make Edom serve me. I will shout out in triumph over Philistia. Who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our enemies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God's power we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. The title of Psalm 109 is To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. The chief musician is thought by some to be the temple's director of music. Others think that it's God, who is the creator of music. Psalm 109 is an imprecatory psalm. What's that? It's a psalm that encourages God to bring judgment on someone. This psalm is perhaps the strongest of this type, and it's a prayer that God will take vengeance on evil people. Now, note that David knew that vengeance is in the hands of the Lord. He knew that he was not the one to take vengeance, even though it was certainly within his capability.
Psalms chapter 109. O God, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations, but I continue to pray. They repay me evil for good and hate for love. Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right side. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. May his days be few. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. May no one have compassion on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of him be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by the Lord. May his mother's sin not be forgotten. May the Lord be constantly aware of them and cut off the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed and oppressed the needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others, so those curses have come upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessings. He made cursing a way of life, so curses poured into his stomach like water and seeped into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May the Lord repay my accusers in this way, those who say evil things about me. O Sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because your loyal love is good, deliver me, for I am oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day. I am shaken off like a locust. I am so starved my knees shake. I have turned into skin and bones. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Because you are faithful to me, deliver me. Then they will realize this is your work and that you, Lord, have accomplished it. They curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation as if it were a robe. I will thank the Lord profusely. In the middle of a crowd I will praise him, because he stands at the right hand of the needy to deliver him from those who threaten his life.
The title of Psalm 110 is simply a Psalm of David. Though some question David's authorship, Jesus himself said that David wrote it by the Holy Spirit in Mark 12:36, when he said, in quoting verse 1 of Psalm 10, David himself by the Holy Spirit said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." Psalm 110, or portions of it, is quoted no less than 27 times in the New Testament, making it one of the most quoted Old Testament passages in the New Testament.
Psalms chapter 110. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head."
Today, beloved, I'm going to comment on Psalm 108. David begins the psalm with a declaration, "I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart." Many years ago, I read the book Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. I tell you, it changed my life, truly. In this book, the author made this point. Decide in advance that no matter what God asks you to do, your answer will be yes. Now, that's an easy decision if you trust God and believe that He will only ask you to do something that will ultimately be good for you and will further His kingdom. Another way to put it is, be determined that whatever God asks you to do, your answer will be yes. David, in the opening verse, says, "I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart." I can't think of a better way to say it. No matter what happens, Lord, I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. David closed the psalm with, "By God's power, we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies." Beloved, when we're His, when we cling to Him, He will bring us victory. There are battles in life. No one gets through life without Him, but we need not fear if God is with us. Yes, heartbreak will come our way, but we need not be defeated. through our darkest times, we can and we must trust God and continue to be determined to sing and praise Him with our whole heart. And beloved, I'm not just talking from theory here. I've been through some very, very difficult times, which I've talked about on the show before. But even in our darkest times, when my son was this close to death, the lovely Lady Leanne and I, praise God, we trusted Him. We didn't know whether Stephen was going to live or whether he was going to die. But we knew, because we trusted God, that whatever happened would be for our and his ultimate benefit. I still believe that, and more than 10 years down the road here, Stephen is alive, he's doing well, and Leanne and I praise the Lord for that. My prayer is that you can make the same kind of a declaration, that, yes, Lord, before you ask, my answer will be an emphatic yes. Love to hear your comments. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E252, scroll to the bottom of that page, and let me know your thoughts. Well, tomorrow is Thursday, so we'll read from the Bible's poetry category. We're in the book of Proverbs, and we'll read chapters 23 and 24.
Boost.
Well, I have to apologize for yesterday's late appearance of the show. As you know, I make it a point to try to publish each day's episode at 10 p.m. Pacific time so that it'll be there for most of the European LifeSpring family members when they get up in the morning. But that didn't happen yesterday because of a glitch. Yes, a bona fide glitch. Oh, you want me to be more specific? You want me to get technical? Okay, well, here it goes. The glitch was me. Yeah. As you know, the lovely Lady Leanne was out of town for a few days, so when she came home from work yesterday, I took her to dinner. I'd been working very hard producing the newest episode, and in my haste to go out with my bride, instead of pushing the publish button, I pushed the save draft button. So I was not aware of my boneheaded mistake until yesterday afternoon when she sent this text from work. She said, "Hey, where's the new episode?" Oh, man. Sometimes I'm such a dork. You know what they say, haste makes waste. Well, listen, if you're new to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, would you do me a favor and drop me a really quick email at steve@lifespringmedia.com or comment on the show notes page there at lifespringmedia.com/S12E252. Let me know where you heard about the show. And if you send an email, put "Here's where I found you" in the subject line. I'd really appreciate it. This is a value for value show. That's the only way the bills get paid, since I will not take on advertisers, which means that it's nearly impossible for the cancel mob to put any kind of pressure on me or the show. That's a good thing, right? But there are still bills that need to be paid. I just had to buy some new backup software for the website. Just that one bill was $95. And then there's fees for storing the more than 3,000 LifeSpring Media podcast episodes. Yeah. And bandwidth fees, software license fees, replacement of studio equipment. You get the idea. If you find value in the show, if you'd be sad if it went away, if the show has been a blessing to you, please take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support. And then pray and ask the Lord what He would have you do. And then do it. That's all I ask. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. LifespringMedia.com/support. And whether you donate time, talent, or treasure, I will thank you, and I truly believe God will bless you. On this date in church history, May 11th, 1825, the first National Tract Society in America, the American Tract Society, was organized in New York City by a merger of 50 smaller societies. By 1975, the American Tract Society was publishing 30 million tracts a year. Wonder what they do now. My goodness. And then on this date in church history, May 11th, 1851, James M. Gray was born. He was a Bible teacher and clergyman. He was one of the editors of the Scofield Bible, which was published in 1909. And just an aside here, the Scofield Bible is a great study Bible. He also served as president of Moody Bible Institute. And in 1931, he helped organize the Evangelical Teacher Training Association And he wrote the hymn, "Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption." Amen and amen. And back on the Scofield Bible, that's one of the things that is not so great about things like the Bible app. I love having the Bible app on my phone because there are so many different Bible translations there. But a good printed study Bible has got so much in it that you just don't get, as far as I know, on something like the Bible app. Maybe I just haven't diven into the app that much. But I've got a couple of, two or three shelves full of really good study Bibles, and the Scofield Bible is certainly a great one. I've got a praise report today. I mentioned yesterday that one of my brothers-in-law, Mike, was taken to the ER with chest pains. As it turns out, it wasn't that kind of chest pains, meaning that it wasn't his heart. Seems that some time ago he had pneumonia, and chest x-rays showed some sort of something that the docs think is because of the pneumonia. He does have a few more problems going on that'll require some attention, but at least it does not appear that his problem was heart-related, so that's definitely a praise. Mike's wife, Lisa, who is Leanne's younger sister, says that he periodically does get a sharp pain on his left side by his armpit, so we do want to pray about that they get that figured out. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, you are faithful, you're merciful, you are the one who sustains us. You're just, you're righteous, you're holy. Every breath we take is a gift from you. Everything we have, everything we are, comes from you. You are the creator of all that is. You're the Alpha and the Omega, and yet, each of us has your attention. In all the vastness of the universe, you not only know us by name, you knew us before you laid the first cornerstone of creation, and you know all the details of our lives, and surprisingly, you love us anyway. As we ponder these things, I pray that you'll help us to decide that before you even ask, our answer will be yes. I thank you, Lord, for taking care of Mike yesterday when he was at the ER, and we pray that the doctors will be able to come up with the right treatment for his lungs and for the pain that he has. Guide their thoughts and their decisions, Lord, and we pray that you'll bring healing to Mike, whether it be through your miraculous touch or through the doctors. And Lord, I thank you for the LifeSpring family. I'm so thankful that each one is here listening now, whether now is on the day the podcast is released or at some time in the future. I pray, God, that you'd bless them, strengthen them, guide them in their walk with you, and I pray that you would show them how much you love them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. You'll find a really easy-to-fill-out form there, which will be sent to my email inbox, and I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. If you want to remain anonymous, you can tell me that on the form, prayer.lifespringmedia.com. When was the last time you shared the show? Yesterday? We'll do it again today. Never? We'll get right on it. Now, really, sharing the show is a good thing to do for people that need to hear the word. If you have friends that have tried to read through the Bible before and just haven't been able to do it, send them over here. That's what the show's all about. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E252 and email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. My thanks to Kirsty and Sean of San Pedro for their generous donations of time, talent, and treasure to the show. Kirsty publishes the newsletter, and Sean does the chapters for those of you that are using a podcasting 2.0 podcast app. Yeah, that's the new shiny ones that the cool kids are using. Where do you get them? NewPodcastApps.com. And thanks to the steady streaming of sats from those of you who are using one of those new podcasting 2.0 apps, I appreciate you and I thank you for doing that. Well, that's about it for the day. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Whatever you ask, Lord, yes.